We'd like to welcome everyone this morning. For most of you anyway, it's still morning, to the Ag in Uncertain Times and jointly sponsored by the American Agricultural Economics Association Extension Section webinar. Today's webinar is a series of presentations intended to assist agricultural professionals and extension educators and other practitioners to prepare for the challenges that are developing in agriculture. Today's webinar will cover three topics. We're going to cover some livestock and grazing policy outlook and implications for 2013 and beyond. We're also going to have a presentation on climate overview and a forecast as we approach the 2013 cropping cycle. And then we're going to wrap up with a presentation more for the crop production sector, crop policy outlook, with some implications for insurance and disaster programs as we look ahead to 2013. I'll be the MC for today. I'm Rodney Jones, and I'm with Oklahoma State University, an agricultural economics specialist. I'll serve as the host for today's webinar. I'm only able to do that, though, with a lot of help and assistance from many others who are working behind the scenes to help bring this webinar to you and make these presentations possible. Most of those team members come from the western states, and without their support and the support of the institutions where they work, these webinar offerings would not be possible. Today's speakers, today's presenters are going to be Dr. David Anderson from Texas A&M University, Dr. Elwin Taylor from Iowa State University, and Dr. Vincent Smith from Montana State University. I'll provide a little more detail, a little more in-depth introduction to each of these individuals as we begin the program here in just a few moments. Let me first explain how participants in the webinar can forward questions to our speakers. The process we'll follow is to have you as participants enter any questions you have into the little chat window box that you find in the very lower left-hand side of your screen. Once you've typed in your questions, you'll click on the button to the right of that question box. It will be submitted and conveyed to our background team. Those folks on the background team will forward those questions to me to present to the speakers at the appropriate time, either at the end of their presentation or some of them we may withhold until the very end of the webinar. We would also encourage that if you are experiencing any difficulties in participating in the webinar, whether that be audio issues or any other issues, you might let us know through that same chat window so that some of our team members can try to assist you as best they possibly can. One other thing I might mention before we begin the first section of our discussion today, if you'd like for the slide to show up larger on your screen, if you're having a little bit of trouble viewing the slide material, you can click on that full screen button, which is in the upper right-hand corner. If you'll move your mouse over that section of the screen, you'll be able to highlight the full screen button. The chat window will disappear, and the slide will appear larger. Of course, if you want to go back to the window which has the chat window and give you the opportunity to ask some questions via the text box, you can simply click on that button again to bring back the screen that has the option of asking questions in the text window. We do have a few questions that we would like our audience to respond to on your computer screen as we begin the webinar. Just take a few moments, please, to help us find out a little bit more about who is on the webinar today, and also that will help us as we plan for future webinars. So the first question is, we'd like for you to tell us just a little bit about yourself, just in general, what is your primary occupation? In answering this question, we would like for you to click all of the possible answers that apply in your situation. Perhaps more than one might apply. For question number two, we would like for you to tell us where your main place of business is located, what part of the United States, or if you are an international participant in our webinar, we would like to know that as well, to again give us a little bit of feedback regarding who is participating in our webinar today. Third, we would like for you to tell us whether or not you are currently a member of the American Agricultural Economics Association Extension Section. Please answer yes or no. Now, our intent here is to provide a service to the agricultural industry. We would just like to know how much we are reaching out beyond just the membership in the Extension Section. And we'll talk a little more about the Extension Section a little bit later on in the webinar. And finally, last, including yourself, we'd like to know how many individuals are participating in this webinar from the home or office location where you're sitting. In other words, how many are participating on your particular computer login. It's often very convenient for more than one individual to congregate in the same office or the same conference room to view the webinars together. We encourage that. However, the information that you provide by answering that question will help us have a better handle on the total number of participants in the webinar. So thank you for the answers to those questions. With that, I'd like to give you a little bit more detailed introduction of our first speaker.